Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Phyllis. How may I assist you?
Yes. Hello, Phyllis. This call is being interpreted. Let me connect your call.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah. Hi, Phyllis. This is John, and I did receive an email saying that yesterday, I guess I got the email from all right, just one second.
Oh, you're fine.
Oh, Mustang. It was for Mustang, for my car.
Mm-hmm.
And so it said something about one issued, and I asked for 11. So why did they just send me one?
I'll be glad to check that. Do you have your customer ID number?
I can check. I'll look on my phone, but hold on a second.
Well, I can find it with your last name and your zip code.
Last name is spelled D-A-R-R. The zip code is 37865.
Did you say B as in boy?
D as in David.
Okay.
A-R-R. Because yesterday it was one, and it said, I wasn't sure because it said 30 failed, or yeah.
All right. Can I get you to verify your address, please?
Sure. My address is 719 Pleasant Valley Road, and that's here in Connecticut, 37865.
Is that Connecticut or Tennessee?
Sorry, Tennessee. Say more, Tennessee.
Okay. All right, just a moment, please, and let me pull up this ledger and see what it says. Now, what I'm showing first off is that you have selected 10 issues to be shipped out at each shipment.
Let's see. First one, second one, third one, and then I asked for, maybe you're right, it was 10. But I didn't understand why yesterday I was looking and the email said one.
It's one magazine. You get one. Hold on. Let me look at your ledger again. Just a moment, please.
Okay. Okay, so it doesn't make sense that you give me one, but I asked for 10. Because it's every 3 weeks, right?
Yes, sir. Okay, so I see that on October 21st, we changed your quantity from receiving 4 to 2. Okay, and then also that day we suspended your shipments so you wouldn't receive anything until February 18th.
Okay.
So your introductory shipment went out on March the 4th. There's your second one. And then nothing, your quantity did not change until May the 12th. That's when you went up to 10. The previous shipments that was sent to you, like probably the one that you might have just received, was just two, because it was still being shipped on the previous order of send only to. From the date that you changed it on May the 12th, anything that's sent to the warehouse from then on will have 10 issues on it.
Okay, so then I guess my question is, so PayPal said something about 30 and the $30 difference?
No, we billed you on, let me go back to there. We billed you on April the 20th for $30.70. Oh, change that, sorry. Yeah, that was for shipment number two, $30.70. And then we billed you again on May the 14th for $30.70.
On May 14th?
No, it was May the 11th and May the 14th. We billed you both days, one for shipment number two and one for shipment number three.
Yeah.
And then shipment number four will have 10 issues on it, and that's set to start billing on June the 1st.
Okay, so can you say that again? May what and what?
Okay, so your last billing for shipment number two for $30.70 was done on May the 11th. And the payment for shipment number three was on May the 14th.
And that was for
$30.70 also. Your next shipment will be for the 10 issues, and let me see if I can make it tell me what the cost will be, okay? Hold on.
Okay, so May 11th and May 14th, both of those, just 3 days apart, were for $30.70.
Yes, sir. What happened was when we switched over to the new warehouse, April had some issues with some shipping, and so they kind of they didn't ship as quickly as they normally do. And so as soon as the April shipment number two went out,
okay, so why are you charging me shipping if the problem was with your shipping? I mean, why would I get charged double just 2 days apart like that?
Well, you're not getting charged double. You're getting charged for your items. So the first one was for shipment number two for your two issues. And then the second one was for shipment number three for your two issues.
Okay.
It's just so for your second
two.
One was, yes, sir. Your second one went out, didn't go, there was a delay in getting your second one out. And then, so it went out right before your third one did. And hopefully there's going to be a pattern to where all of them go out as quickly as the third one did. We're hoping that's going to be a pattern anyway. Now, when you are billed on June the 1st, your total is going to be $153.50.
So how much do you charge for each issue? So it's $15 and some odd cents. Is that what it is?
Okay, each issue is $12.90 plus $2.45 shipping and handling per issue.
Right. Okay, so $2.45 shipping and handling
for each issue. And so each issue is with including shipping and handling, that is $15.35.
Okay, so do you include each one? Everything's in the box, right? Just like both of them?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And if ever anything is not in the box that's supposed to be, just give us a call.
So if I send, if I want 10, do you send it in two separate boxes or they're all 10 in one shipment?
They should be all 10 in one shipment.
In one box?
Yes, ma'am. Sir.
Okay, so all 10 will be in one box. And so it'll be one shipping cost?
It will be $2.45 per issue, which comes to a total of $24.50.
Okay, so each issue costs $2.45 to ship out. I got it now. I got it. Okay. Okay. I was under the impression that, like, anytime I would order several items or issues, then it would lower the shipping cost just a little bit. But I guess that's not right. The cost of sending out each issue is $2.45.
Yes, sir, you are right. Now, when you purchase something from our website, you know, from our e-shop, if you purchase over a certain amount, yes, usually we do offer free shipping, but that's completely separate from the subscriptions.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. So if I keep on going with the 10 issues every month or every 3 weeks, when will I be finished?
Well, that is, has a lot of variables to it. If we don't run into an issue with anything being out of stock, and there's 110 issues or kits to complete the Eleanor. So if you get 10 kits every 3 weeks. That should take, hold on.
Okay, if I did two and two, that's four. You said how many altogether?
110.
Okay, so I already did two and two is four. So I did 1, 2, 2, and then 10, 10, 10, 10. So that should be every 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to calculate it myself. It's hard to say. So it's a hard thing to say.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out too. So if I've already done 5 and then I'm doing 10 on the first, every 3 weeks there's 10. So that's 5, 15 on the first. And you're trying to calculate it?
I am, but I'm trying to figure it out by the days. So if we go to 52 weeks in a year and divide that by 110, wouldn't that be right? No, that's not right. Because there's more issues in what's going to figure out in a year.
Okay, yeah, I'll have to look at the calendar.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I usually have these things real just figured out right away. But there's
so
a lot
June
of variables.
1st, that'll be the 15 issues. And then 3 weeks from June 1st, the 22nd will be 25. And then 3 weeks from the 22nd.
Would be 35.
And that's the 13th of July. So maybe it says it's going to be done the first week of December, mm-hmm. maybe? Does that sound right?
Well, if you got, it would take you 6 months to get 60 issues. And so you have, you've already received 6 issues, right? Yes, you've already received 6 issues. So
right.
That would be 66 issues in 6 months. And then you'd have 44 issues more to get after that. And divide that by 3 weeks. So you would have to get about At 10 issues every month, so you can shave some time off from this. At 10 issues every month,
but it's
you would
every
be
3 weeks, right?
Yes, yes. You would have 11 issues, 11 shipments left. Okay, but now since you're getting them every 3 weeks, you can probably take off.
Yeah.
Take off three weeks off from that time frame. So probably in 10 shipments, you can be finished. That's barring that anything is out of stock.
Okay, so then I guess one more thing is that you were saying really depends on like the this stuff is out of stock, right?
Yes, yes.
So because if stuff is out of stock, then it kind of delays the process or extends the time.
That's
but
right.
I'm just curious to see, I'm wondering if there's a stopping off point, because I'm ordering so many 10 issues every 3 weeks. So I'm just wondering if there's a way that I can get ahead of it, like get ahead of other customers, you know what I mean? So that I'm not running into this out of stock issue.
That's not going to hurry anything up. It's everyone's build is individual. So usually, unless you order at the same time on the same day, rarely do we have two customers in the same spot on their build. So what
I'm,
you?
I got that. I'm an early bird, right? I'm an early bird person.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. So we're trying, the one of the biggest reasons we moved to another warehouse is so that we could maintain better stock. So we should be, hopefully we won't run into too much of a stock issue, but I'm sure there will be.
Okay.
If there's not, yours
so
will be
also,
the first one that I've ever dealt with.
I mean, how is there a way for me to know, you know, because I was trying to read up on it and it was saying something like, you know, if you buy this, then, you know, it's like kind of like a pre-order type deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, if you don't get a shipment when you're supposed to or about the time that you're supposed to,
and so
you can either,
it's a surprise thing or something, you know.
Yes.
And
you
so
could,
how do I know what it is?
Okay, you can call us or send us an email. We'll be glad to look into it and give you an update on where you're at in your shipment.
Okay, so then When do I know if that would happen?
Oh, you would just have to just know when your shipments are due and when you haven't received one in a little bit, because we don't send out emails when something's out of stock. So you can call us anytime and we'll be glad to tell you any update that we have.
Right. So then why is it called early bird if, I mean, what's the deal with the early bird stuff? What's the benefit of that?
Well, let me take a look at your offer. Hold on. Hold on. All right, I'm looking at this real quick, okay? So hold on for me.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you so much for your patience. Now, I'm checking in on something that I found on your offer. And so just, I'm waiting for an answer on that. So hold on for that. But I'm showing with your offer, you have, you are due to receive, and this is part of, because being the early bird, you get the Mustang Eleanor poster. You'll get your first binder for free. You also get the license plate. You get the Mustang Eleanor travel mug. And you get the display base.
The display what?
Base. That's something to let it sit on.
Right. Okay. And then I got some other, like, it said something like a secret, something secret. Like, they can't tell me what it is, but I did get something secret. Do you see that?
No, ma'am. No, sir, I don't. I do show that you didn't sign up for the premium surcharge, so you don't have that. But, no, I don't know what the secret would be, and that could be something that they're waiting to announce.
I think maybe that's what it was, maybe, the premium.
Yes.
I didn't sign up for the premium?
No, because the I'm taking probably because the premium is an extra dollar a month for the premium package.
Okay, so I didn't sign up for the premium. A dollar extra. So you don't see where it says some kind of secret surprise or something?
No, I certainly don't. But like I said, that doesn't mean that they won't throw something in there. Because if it had that in your, when you signed up, then there will be something out there. They will be throwing something out there for you. Because they're just good about doing that.
Okay. So then I'm wondering if is it coming with it, like the glass display? Does it?
I don't
not?
Know. I have no idea. It will come sometime in your subscription. That's all I know. They don't tell us anymore. They now sometimes. They keep us in the dark until right when it happens, and then we'll be able to, so that we don't share too much too soon, I guess.
Okay, because I know that I'm just not sure if I need to go ahead and buy it or not. I don't know if I'm going to get it, you know?
The display base?
Oh, the display base.
Okay, now what will happen in probably about a month or two, or maybe
because,
before,
you know,
then?
I get the base, but I don't know if I get the glass, to protect it from dust and all that. So I don't know whether I should order it or if that's going to be one of the surprise secret things that they're going to send me. I don't know.
That might be something that's offered to you as a special, which means somewhere in your subscription, they'll send you an email. And they have several things that they'll offer you. And it's usually, it's periodic. Maybe every 3 to 6 months, they'll send you an email and they'll say, and it'll give you a description on what they're offering. You know, maybe usually
right,
it's not
right.
the glass
so
case until you're closer.
I guess the thing is that I'm asking is, like, how will I know? Because, I mean, I didn't open the issue 1, 2, 3, and 4. I haven't opened it yet. And I'm not going to open it until it's complete. So I'm wondering if I get all of it, all 110, so I can go ahead and open it. I mean, how will I if I got something twice, or if there's duplicates of anything, can I send it back, or
yes.
How does that work?
If you receive duplicates, or there's kits missing, or even if there's something defective, just call us. and we'll ship it back out. We'll reship it for you. Not a problem there. Just give us a call.
On the duplicates?
On the duplicates, or, I mean, if you get duplicates, there's really nothing we can do.
I guess my point is I haven't opened the boxes. I haven't opened, and like you're saying, if something's wrong or.
Yeah,
I was trying to read about, like, you know, if there was any kind of defects or damage or something like that. Like, I get that. I can go ahead and call and contact you guys so you can replace it. But I'm thinking if I don't open all of them until I've got them all 100%, and then I can go ahead and open them all until, you know, when I'm done, like, till December or whatever. So.
Yeah, that's fine. That is fine. Certainly. When you open them all, and you find that you got two number 10s instead of a number 10 and a number 11, just call us and say you were missing number 11, and we'll ship it right out to you.
I see. Okay.
But you know what? If you get two of something, you know, duplicates, but everything else is in order, you just consider it a replacement part without having to call for it.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. I just want to make sure because, I mean,
certainly.
Make sure that everything goes right.
Oh, yeah. It's doing great so far.
Okay.
Anytime you have a question.
Well, thank you so much. I do appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. That's what I'm here for. Anytime you have a question, please, please reach out to us. We'll be glad to help in any way that we can.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Oh, you're very welcome. We thank you for calling, Eagle Moss. You have a great afternoon.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.